I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Christian Covington will not be a Houston Texan in 2019. The Rice product, 3.5 sacks last year. I think most of those came in one game. He's going to the
Dallas Cowboys,
which has a lot of people very sick to their stomach.
And that's the biggest reason, because he's going to the Cowboys.
One-year deal for Christian Covington. He didn't quite break the bank. Seemed like him and Bill O'Brien had a little bit of a, I don't want to say like a falling out last year. They just didn't seem to be on the same page. A lot of, there's always been talks about him maybe fitting better in a 4-3 than a 3-4 scheme. But I always liked the guy. I always thought he brought real good energy just being around him and his interviews on Texans All Access and everything. One of the good guys on the team. I think this is good for him. I think it's fine for the Texans, especially if they do like Angelo Blackson as much as they did, given him the 3-year extension that Bill O'Brien and Brian Gain decided to hand out to Blackson. I think this is fine. It's not a big deal, and I think it's a win-win for both sides, and I wish the very best for Covington, even though he'll be playing for the hated Dallas Cowboys.
We'll see him in the preseason, I guess. in about 20 minutes.
That's a way to hype it up, John.
In about 20 minutes, let's talk about this, because I think there's something interesting happening here with the Texans that fans are going to, you know, be wringing their hands, clutching their pearls over. Seems like there's more players going out than coming in right now to the Texans roster. You know, you've kind of replaced, we know the two you've replaced,
Tyrann Mathieu
and Kareem Jackson, with basically players who are very similar in caliber. You've re-signed some guys that you value, like Angelo Blackson. But you haven't on others, and you're losing other guys like Covington. So what now? What is out there that in free agency? I'm not talking about the draft. In free agency that they can still pick up.
713-572-4610. We want suggestions. We don't want whining. We want suggestions. There's a lot of bosses will say, don't come to me with a problem. Come to me with a solution. Mm-hmm. If you have a solution for the Houston Texans, we want to hear from you, Loopholes. 713-572-4610. You can go draft as well. We just want to hear. We want to hear your solutions, and we want to hear your suggestions. Ronald Darby still on the market. Very, very surprising.
There's
that
a potential solution.
The top cornerback on the market. We know that cornerback was a need. Jason Verrett of the Los Angeles Chargers is going to visit the Texans after he visits the 49ers. He stayed on the field one time in his 5-year career. He was a Pro Bowler when he did that, but he's going to visit the Texans. But the guy that we thought was going to warrant the most money at the most important position for the Houston Texans heading into the offseason is still on the market. He's going to visit with the Kansas City Chiefs. I can't quite understand why he's still on the market unless this torn ACL is worse than we thought. But he visited with Ian Rapoport and actually said that he was doing fine. So this is interesting in regards to Ronald Darby and why exactly he hasn't gotten paid yet. And I wonder if the Texans weren't originally interested in Darby, given the fact that a lot of teams have spent money, I wonder what the price would be. And I wonder if the price would be low enough to where a bargain shopping Brian Gain would at least consider picking up the phone and calling Ronald Darby's representation. I think he should be.
I think you absolutely have to be able to adjust. I think they adjusted with when they realized that Tyrann Mathieu priced himself out, and they came up with, a really good solution. I do like Tayshaun Gibson. But if you're not adjusting on stuff like that during free agency, then you're getting beat. Because, you know, these things are so fluid and they happen so fast. I mean, you can make a deal. You could have a verbal agreement with a team, and all of a sudden somebody sweeps in and offers something else. I mean, that's what was happening with Le'Veon Bell. The Jets were the leaders all along. And then we got a bunch of reports about the Raiders all of a sudden, you know, really making a run at him. And then the Jets issued an ultimatum, take it or not, and he did. So, yeah, you got to be able to adjust on this. I think Ronald Darby is absolutely one of the ones that you have to be looking at least.
Ronald Darby's on the market. Should the Texans and Brian Gain be picking up the phone and calling him? Top cornerback James Ahedebo, Stanford Route, all said that he should. 713-572-4610 if you want to get in on this. Give us solutions. We'll take your calls in 10 minutes. The only thing I can think of with Ronald Darby outside of the injury and the ACL, which really doesn't hold much stock because Quan Alexander got a 4-year $42 or $50 million deal with the San Francisco 49ers coming off an ACL as well. ACLs aren't really that big of a deal.
I mean, they are, but they're not what they used to be.
Character concerns, man. Character concerns could be an issue, and he's never been charged with a crime or anything like
that. Talking about
Darby? I'm talking about Ronald Darby because he's Jameis Winston. We all know Jameis Winston's character concerns. He's had two major altercations. He's had some petty stuff, but the two major allegations that he's had were at Florida State when he was accused of sexual assault, and last year when it was reported that he had a run-in with an Uber driver in which he sexually harassed her as well.
Right.
Ronald Darby was in the apartment when this happened with Jameis Winston at Florida State when the alleged sexual assault took place, and he was also with him at the club before Winston hopped in that Uber. He was actually asked to give a statement. And he thought he gave a statement that was proven to be incorrect. Could have been a misunderstanding because he said he was in the Uber with Winston. Maybe he was talking about the Uber to the club because they got separated from the club.
Right.
But that could be something that teams are looking at as well. And, oh, by the way, the third guy that Darby and Winston were with that night when they went to the club, in jail for some sort of assault as well. So it's maybe that's the kind of stuff that comes up when you're talking about investing money.
Right.
But I can't for the life of me figure out that with all this money going around, why Ronald Darby's still out there.
He's got the ability, and he is the top guy, but that has to be part of it. And maybe maybe there's more than one team that's really starting to kick the tires there seriously, because he's has visited the Chiefs as well, right? So we'll see, if anybody else gets involved. But the Texans have to be looking at their secondary. I mean, they still need a cornerback. They still need a running back.
They still need a couple cornerbacks, actually.
They probably need a couple. They'll draft one. Definitely need a running back. That's the one thing that really you kind of have to wait, but you can be frustrated in the interim, and I'm a little frustrated that they didn't at least pick up a running back.
The most frustrated I've been throughout this whole process was yesterday when I saw that Tevin Coleman signed a two-year, $10 million deal. I thought it was going to cost way more.
That's peanuts.
I thought he was the second-best running back on the market behind Le'Veon Bell, and I assumed that he was going to get more money. I get that he's going to be reunited with his old offensive coordinator, Kyle Shanahan, who was the OC in Atlanta when they actually lost the Super Bowl right down the street right here in Houston to the Patriots. But it doesn't make a lot of sense for a guy to hit free agency and sign a two-year, $10 million deal, especially just for when you factor in that Mark Ingram got more than that for a three-year deal, and he's a few years older than Tevin Coleman. It doesn't make a lot of sense to me, and I'm tired of hearing about scheme. I'm tired of hearing about, he fits into this scheme. I get that it matters, and I heard Seth talking about it, but if that's the case, I always have to hear about the Bill O'Brien system. When's the last time I heard about somebody fitting into this system?
Right.
When's the last time I heard about somebody taking like what looks like a bargain that fits into this system? John, quit playing around with me.
They brought him back. He's the only player in the O'Brien era that's played elsewhere and come back to play for O'Brien. It's accurate. I mean, it is. So there you go. He's a system quarterback.
Stop it, dude. Seriously. I can't deal with you, John. 713-572-4610. Let's go to Michael in the Heights. Michael, you're on In the Loop. Go ahead.
Hey, guys. How's it going, man?
Hey.
Real quick, my take was, do you think Golden Tate would be a good fit on the opposite side of D-Hop to help D-Hop out?
Yes.
I don't.
You don't?
No.
I like Golden Tate. He's a pro's pro, man.
Yeah, I mean, he's a scrappy guy, but when Will Fuller's healthy, and I know that's a win, him and Deshaun Watson have a special chemistry. The second-best quarterback rating actually in the entire in the NFL between a receiver and quarterback is when Deshaun throws to Will Fuller when he's on the field. It's next level. Kiki Coutee also in the slot. I know Golden Tate will line up in the slot. Kiki Coutee, 211 catch games in the seven that he played last year. I don't think Golden Tate is somebody that you need to bring in. I do think you need to add receiver depth, but I'm not a fan of Golden Tate coming here.
I just feel like, what was the first thing you said right there? When Will Fuller is healthy.
Yeah, I said that.
Yeah, there's
a lot of ifs going on.
The first thing
right
you
now.
Said is when Will Fuller is healthy.
I'm tired of saying if.
Yeah, and that's my point. I think Golden Tate at this point in his career. Obviously, everybody wants to play and wants to play a lot, but I think at this point in his career, he knows what he is. And I said he's a pro's pro. That could certainly help, even though Hopkins helps, obviously. That could certainly help in that in receiver room.
Man, look.
And that's just one. I'm just answering that specific. I'm not saying I want Golden Tate. He asked, you know, what do I think? I think it'd be a good fit.
Okay, let's pretend that Will Fuller is healthy, though, and Kiki Kuti is healthy.
Right.
He's your fourth receiver.
Right.
Both of those guys are better than him.
Right now they are.
So why would he come here willing to be the fourth receiver?
What'd you say again?
Fourth receiver.
Will Fuller, when healthy.
No, ignore that first word.
When healthy. It's all about opportunity, man. Now, maybe I'm just misguided on what he actually thinks he can bring, you know, Golden Tate and where he is. And maybe still thinks he should be a number two, you know, on some team. All I'm saying is I'm answering that guy's question. I think he'd be a good fit here.
I think he would have been a good fit last year when Fuller went down.
Yeah.
I think that, you know, when you traded for Demaryius Thomas, you could have traded for Golden Tate. Mm-hmm. And I think it was a third rounder compared to a fourth or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
I think that would have been the time to do it. But you got to go all in. Mm-hmm. I mean, the one thing about bargain shopping and what Brian Gain's doing is you have to rely on ifs now.
Right.
You have to hope that guys on your own team improve and that guys who have had trouble staying on the field are able to stay on the field. That's why Jason Verrett's taking a plane from Los Angeles to Houston. You got some breaking news for us?
No, it's Golden Tate news as of 2 hours
ago. All right, let's give that to the people. Golden Tate, the Golden Tate dream could be gone, or is it? We'll tell you next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.